So I just say what I need to say very quickly, which is fine. Do you know, it's a bit, we've got it's a bit like summer term, it's a bit like school, isn't it? New term. We've been, last time we were looking at the book of Romans, and we spent quite a long time since last September going through Romans, and I really hope you got something out of that and were built up by it. What we thought we'd do for the next, up till August, next period of time, is really look at some of the values that we have. With new people joining the church, it's good to look back at some of these things that are important to us and explain why we do the things we do. Why are we like we are? You know, this modern word, we talk about values, don't we? Jesus sort of put it very neatly when he said, where your heart is, there your, or where your treasure is, there your heart will be. Heart and treasure tend to go together. What do we treasure? What do we believe? And who's visited Bethel's website recently? Hands up. Does anybody look at the website? Come on, guys. Believe it or not, we have a little summary of our, and it was written really to try and really bring it down to just a few words. And what it says there, it says, we believe that Jesus Christ is alive today, that he died so that our sins can be forgiven, and that through faith in him, we have an assurance of eternal life in the future and a fulfilling life. Jesus called it abundant life now. As a community of believers, our values are shaped by the teachings of Jesus. When I wrote that a few years ago, I still think it's pretty good. It's pretty all right, isn't it? Jesus, that's what we are. We're a community that focuses on Jesus. But things which we think are incredibly important, our treasure. And at the top of this list, we do have worship as a treasure. You'll know that Bethel Christian Fellowship is probably one of the fellowships in Witham where we are more free. We aim that way. That's our style. We want really to enable people to worship with their whole mind, soul, body, your emotions. We aspire to be a place where you can come and worship God in spirit and in truth, and where we demonstrate a worship of God, not just on Sundays, but each day of the week. Worship as a lifestyle, a motivation. And worship is one of the things we're going to focus on in our teaching. So it's the first thing, actually. So I think for 2 weeks, next week's Cafe Church, then for 2 weeks we'll be focusing on why do we worship like we do? What is it that's really important? And actually Phil started us off in a great way this morning, because it's on, been on my heart for some time. There's a message from a man called Merlin Carruthers way back when. I don't know if anybody remembers a book called Prison to Praise, but he put that message across exactly, that it is when you start thanking God for the rotten things that happen to you, when you actually start getting into the mindset, it's not just about feeling sorry for myself, but I need to start praising God, looking to him and worshipping him in spite of my circumstances. That's when breakthroughs happen. The second value on here is service. Worship and service are very closely linked, as far as I'm concerned. And the one of the fundamental Hebrew words that's used for worship in the Old Testament, in Genesis, is a word called avodah, and that's indistinguishable from the word work. So work is worship, worship is work. And if we have that concept, that's pretty good. Even when I go to work as a civil servant, I can still have that heart to worship God. Service in everything we do. Using our gifts to serve one another. Community is the third one on the list. More than just a quick hello. Friendship, energy, time together to build a community where Jesus is demonstrated. Outreach, evangelism. We're called to be an outward focused people. It's what keeps us actually relevant to this world, is keeping our outward focus, and we need to do that more. We will be doing that and talking about that over the summer. And the final one is maturity, growing up. In Romans, we spend a bit of time talking about the idea of sonship, only really scratched the surface. What does it mean to be a son or a daughter of the living God? to have that sense of being fully a son of God, to approve with the inheritance and the gifting of God, to stand, to do his business here on earth. That's a fantastic and thing, and we should aspire to be, have that level of maturity, sons and daughters of the living God. So those are the topics, those are the things we're going to be preaching through. We're not going to go through every one, and we are going to go slightly sideways, because we feel, when we meet as elders, we kind of feel there are things we need to talk about. So we're going to talk about baptism in the Holy Spirit, for example. There are things we need to say which are important to us. So that's takes us on. So I think there's a big thing come out this morning about the importance of worship, about the importance of praise. Do you know some of the Hebrew words for worship, which are translated worship, are things like, I had a list of them actually. I'm going on a bit, but. To kneel or bow, to spin around, to praise, make a show or rave about. To creak or emit a stridulous sound, to shout aloud for joy. To depress or prostrate in homage or loyalty to God. Strolling minstrelsy, to be a singer or a singer who walks. To sing a new song. To extend hands. To hold out hands. To praise the Lord with instruments, with harp. And to sing. That's the Old Testament idea of worship. All those things which involve us all, don't they? The whole of our bodies involved in worshipping God. So, Alan, let's finish today and keep talking to one another, encouraging one another, building one another up, because that's how we will be strong together.